我们在天上的父
Dear Heavenly Father
我们亲爱的主耶稣
Our dear Lord Jesus Christ
我们实在感谢赞美你
How much we want to thank you and praise you
在七日的第一日就是主耶稣从死里复活的日子我们可以一起来到你自己的家
On the very first day of the seven days, the very day that the Lord was raised from the dead, we have the privilege to come to your household to worship you and praise you. Because you have overcome, you have won the victory on the cross. And through our faith in you, you have given us, you have granted us this redemption, the blood, this salvation to us. And what you have accomplished on the cross is far beyond what we had to pray for and what we have asked for.
每一次来到你自己的施恩宝座，我们要赞美你。
And every time we come to your throne of grace, we cannot help but praising your name over and over.
我们要把你自己的荣耀发明。
And Lord, we want to send forth your glory.
我们要为你奇妙的恩典，我们要来献上我们自己的身体。
And we want to offer our whole body as a living sacrifice for your marvelous deeds.
因为你对我们啊。有这样的一个美好的旨意要我们能够来过一个活祭的生活
But you have such a wonderful and a good will on us so that we may live a life of a living sacrifice
主啊让我们在这个地上活着每一天都是为着你自己的荣耀而活
So that every day we live on this earth we'll live for your sake of your glory
愿你自己的教会在地上实在是一个金灯台
And may your churches run across the world is the golden lampstand for the sake of you
能够把主耶稣你自己的真理你自己的真光传扬散播在这个黑暗的世界
So that your light, your truth will spread all over the world
我们为在上执政掌权者来祷告
We also pray for those who are in a high position and our authorities
主我们真是求你自己来为你的子民为你自己的教会来征战
And Lord, we ask for your spiritual warfare and for your churches and for your people
能够看见主啊你所拣选和你心意的人能够在这些重要的位置上
And we pray that may those who have been chosen by you will be put in the position
我们只有在你面前为着这样的一个荒凉的时代我们向你祷告
And Lord we pray for this desolate times
愿你自己的教会兴起
And may you rise your own church Lord
祝福你在各地的各地的教会
May you continue to bless all the churches around the world
祝福你所有的神的儿女
May you continue to bless your children and your people
让我们都能够起来为主而活
So that we all rise up and to live for you
我们也为在各地的宣教士祷告
Lord we also remember those missionaries working hard in the world
因为你告诉我们每一个主耶稣的门徒要去把这一个天国的福音传遍地极
Because it is your great commission that we shall go ahead and send and spread the gospel to the very corner of the earth
就求你自己来祝福你自己所有的工人
And Lord may you continue to bless all your workers and all your servants
把我们给我们一个忠心为主耶稣做见证的灵
And grant us the spirit that is to be faithful and to be your testimony And Lord, so we bow down before you because you are the God who works to you today.
你是教会的元首
And you are the head of the church.
我们是你的身体
And we are your body, Lord.
我们在这个地上没有别的目标就是耶稣基督是我们唯一的目标
And there is no other goal for us in this world but you because you are our head and you are the head of the church
愿你的国降临
May thy kingdom come, Lord
愿你的旨意早日的实现在地上如同实现在天上
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
祝福我们今天在你面前 的这一个聚集，求你的圣灵充满在这个地方。
And Lord, may you bless today's gathering, and may your Holy Spirit work in and moving in the midst of us, Lord.
开我们心中的眼睛。
And open our inner eyes, Lord.
让我们能够看见你自己。
So that we may see you and your glory.
开我们的耳朵，让我们能听见圣灵今天要对我们每一个人所说的话。
And Lord, open our ears, so may those who have ear, they can listen.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们在五月的第一个主日又可以一起聚集在他的面前。
And thanks be to God once again that we're able to get together on the very first Sunday of the May.
我为什么要特别提醒这是第一个主日？因为我上次在这里讲到是四月的第一个主日。
And why do I have to particularly remind you of this? It's this because an exact four weeks ago, that is actually the very first Sunday of the April. That was my last sermon.
那一个主日，我在这里讲完道，马上就去机场。
And shortly after the sermon, I head to the airport.
然后就开始到。Manila, Philippines.
Yeah, hence started my missionary trip. Started at first in Manila in the Philippines.
在那里有一个礼拜的服事。
Where I spent a week preaching gospel because they have the summer camp there.
很稀奇，从二月以来，不管我到哪一个地点，都是好像门开了。
And the amazing thing is, ever since starting from February of this year, every time, no matter where I go, the door seemed to be open to me.
因为我们知道过去三年，这个世界基本因为这个 COVID-19 的缘故。完全 shut down.
And as you've been very aware that since the pandemic started, during the past 3.5 years, the whole world has been locked down.
我到了马尼拉的弟兄姐妹跟我说，我们彼此有三年没有见了。
Yeah, so the first time I visit them, actually during my mission trip over there, a brother sister who greeted me said that they even haven't been able to see one another in person for this past 3.5 years.
因为大家都在 Zoom 上面。
And so people basically get together through Zoom.
但是这一次因为夏令会在他们教会举行，所以他们的执事前一天晚上先聚会。把我邀请去大吃一顿。
Yeah, so because of the summer camp, because they have invited me, so the deacon of the church, they got together the very first time the night before my arrival, and so invited me and treat me with a big dinner.
然后在那里服侍了一个礼拜以后，就去。大陆，中国大陆。
So, yeah, so I've been with them for about a week during this whole summer camp, and shortly after that, I went ahead to mainland China.
我不告诉你我走了哪几个城市。
I won't tell you which cities that I've been visited.
保护那些弟兄姐妹。
For the sake of the protection of those brothers and sisters there.
我要讲的是总共经过八个地方。
But all I can tell you is that I've been visiting eight different places.
对，三个礼拜能够从中国的西南一直到东北，一直到南方。好好的走了一圈。
And so all I can tell you is that through this 3 weeks of a mission trip in mainland China, I've been able to travel from the southwest of China to the northeast of China, or to the middle or the southern part of the China. So basically, I cover most of the places in mainland China.
去的地方都告诉我，感谢主你来了，我们可以大家在一起聚会。
Yeah, the amazing thing is this kind of thing happens again. The brother and sister, they're visiting me, greeting me, telling me that the door has been open to you and the doors have been open to us because this is, after all, the first time ever we've been getting together in person in such a large scale.
最大的这个神的奇妙的作为。
But the biggest marvelous deeds of a God that he has been doing during my mission trip in mainland China is?
三年的疫情，我们觉得大概很多的基督徒受到这么大的一个考验，可能就觉得很灰心，很灰色，因为有的人死了，有的人这个 生活出了问题了，因为这个疫情的缘故。
Yeah, so you see, we've been worried so much because during the 3 years of a pandemic and the lockdown, many people lost their jobs, many people lost their heart to continue to worship. So we've been worried that if there's any, we're reducing members or the members are leaving the church because of the pandemic and also the impact that it brought onto us.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
因为我们的神是活的。
And bear this in very mind that our God is a living God.
我记得二月的时候我跟你们说过在柬埔寨的一个见证。
And of course, if you still remember, I've been in Cambodia, and I've shared a testimony to you.
就是孤儿院有两个院长。
Yeah, and do you still remember these former two monks who have been in charge of an orphanage?
你们这次有没有抓着杰香问他这个故事的细节？
Yes, since Sister Janice was here a week ago, have you ever asked her about the much details of that testimony, the story that the two former monks being converted to Christianity and they've been in charge of this orphanage?
三年的疫情对这个佛教的这一个孤儿院产生很大的冲击。
And like I said earlier, that this 3 years of a pandemic had a huge impact on this orphanage who's been in charge by two Buddhist monks.
这两个和尚居然因为这三年的震动使他重新思考到底他的信仰是真的还是假的。
So their faith in Buddhism has been shaken up greatly because of this 3 years of a pandemic, and they kind of delve down into their hearts to search if this is truly what they want to believe in.
杰香跟他们有机会传福音，他们就得救了。
So Sister Janice grasped the opportunity to share gospel with them, and obviously these two brothers grabbed the opportunity and they converted to Christians.
这是我二月亲眼看见的事情。
And this is something that I saw with my own naked eyes back in February of this year.
四月在各地的教会。
And now let's back to April of this year, that when I've been visiting the churches in Philippines and mainland China.
虽然环境艰难。
And of course, they're having hard times, truth be told.
有 COVID-19 的打击。
And because, first of all, they have this, the impact of COVID still continue.
公安一直对真正的基督徒的聚会是采取管制禁止的态度。
And on the other hand, the Chinese police department in mainland China, they still have kind of a restriction policy onto this underground church gathering.
可是
But
主的儿女他们在主的面前不因为环境的困难生活的限制信仰的打击他们反而在主的面前看见主的恩典够他们用。
But despite all the difficulties they have to endure during the hardship of the pandemic abroad or the strike down by the police department, the brother and sister living there, they found that the Lord's grace is sufficient for them.
非但他们没有退后不聚会。
Not only they set back by not doing gathering.
相反的，他们反而更加的传扬福音，让许许多多的在寻找失望生命没有找到生命的意义的人能够听见福音能够归向真神。
But also they continue to or they press on to preaching gospel to those who have been lost the heart during this pandemic.
有一个教会在四川。
Now let me mention one particular church in Sichuan province.
他们的聚会本来在家里面。
And that church, the brother and sister used to get together at a household or at a house.
他们当年开始是因为汶川大地震而开始。
And so that church started since the big earthquake in 汶川。
那么在那个一个小小的房子里头聚了这过去差不多十年的时间 30个基督徒.
And so they started this gathering by a small number, and over the time period of 10 years, it gradually grew up to a 30 plus Christians get together in the house. And one day, the police force came in and they crushed down. And announced their gathering as a legal gathering. So they are no longer allowed to get together in the house, and they scattered them all. So they prayed. The brother and sister there, they prayed. And so that took place about 1.5 years ago.
他们就祷告,
so they kept praying on and hoping that and praying to God would open the door for them.
神就给他们开门,
so you see, God indeed opened the door for them.
从世界来看,
because you see, from the world's perspective, they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to get together.
结果神给他们开一个路,
but the Lord, God indeed opened the door to them and lead them to a get together in a dancing hall.
对, 那礼拜天早上没有人跳舞。
You can imagine on Sunday morning, nobody came to the dancing hall to dance. So they used that space for gathering.
他们问那个老板娘可不可以聚会，她当然可以，一个人三块钱。
So they asked the owner of the dancing hall to see if they can have a gathering there on Sunday morning. And of course, yes, each and one of them just paid 3 yuan to get into the dancing hall as an admission.
这30个弟兄姐妹就开始在舞厅聚会。
And ever since then, this 30 plus brothers and sisters get together in a dancing hall.
那个舞厅可以装200个人。
And you know, that's quite a big dancing hall. It can host up to 200 people.
但现在只有30个人在那里。
But there are only 30 plus brothers and sisters getting there.
他们非常的殷勤, 没有任何一个事情能够把他们拦阻。 不让他们聚会，他们照样每个主日就在那里聚会。
And you see, these brothers and sisters, they didn't lose their heart. They'll be most diligent and seeking the will of God. So no matter how, where they go, even they lose the house that they can get together, they found a new place that is a dancing house to get together.
现在1年半以后,
so that's been 1.5 years later.
你们知道他们现在有多少人聚会吗?
You know how many people were actually get there as a Sunday service?
30变60.
And they started from 30 plus, and now it grows, the number grows to 60 plus.
这个现象，我只是选这一个简单的例子来说明，这是过去的三年在各地教会，只要他们忠心在主面前，神就在他们中间做奇妙的改变的工作。
And this is probably only the one of the very simple examples of God's marvelous deeds when he opens the door to brothers and sisters who have been diligently seeking his will.
对，然后我们可以在一起聚会，小的地方30个人， 对吧？
And so you see, as I mentioned, during my mission trip in mainland China this time, it started from a small church, like say 30 plus brothers and sisters get together. And now let me ask this question. Let us guess. So this is a 30 plus brother sister gathering. And let's guess another church, say how much more people would come and join the Sunday service? The very last spot or the very last stop. 400 brothers and sisters get together for Sunday service.
所以我要跟大家说的一件事情就是,
so what I've been trying to tell you.
我们的神是真神。
Our God is a living God. He is true.
环境不管你多恶劣,
and regardless of the circumstances,
只要你相信神在人不能在神,
and as long as you believe that there is nothing impossible in God.
对, 从人来想, 在这样的环境底下, 怎么能够聚大会呢?
And God fulfills all. So you see, from the world's perspective, even from our own perspective, how can it be possible to gather so many of the people together in such a kind of a cruel circumstances?
只要你想他就开路给你看。
But as long as you believe that he will open the door, he will open the door.
所以这是我跟大家做的一个见证这过去的一个月。
So this is,
我在各地所看见的神的作为。
Yeah, so this has been a very short testimony of my many testimony that I've been witnessing during my mission trip in Philippines and mainland China.
那只有一个地方我们需要特别为他们祷告。
But there is one particular place that I'd like to ask you to pray for that place.
那是香港。
That is Hong Kong.
过去的三年除了疫情临到香港之外还有一个更大的打击。
So in addition to this huge impact that the pandemic brought on this place during the past 3 years, there's another big kind of a crushdown in that is taking place in Hong Kong.
就是五十年不变的支票，二十七年就变了。
So that's a 50 years of keeping the current system check bounced. So obviously that situation changed.
对吧？那许多的教会因着这个大的改变。
And because of this, has brought a huge impact on the churches in Hong Kong.
那最大的 impact 就是这些香港的精英分子就离开了香港，因着这一个政治上的改变。
Yeah, so because of one of the biggest impact that the COVID and of course also the political change that had brought on to Hong Kong is a huge group of elite either politicians or professionals that have left Hong Kong.
那以前最繁华的地方叫做尖沙咀。
And you must know that one of the most prosperous city or most the area of Hong Kong is called Tien Sha Tsui.
你到那里去就有点像你到在这个上海的这个
外滩。Yeah. So if you've been there, that probably reminds you of the Bund in Shanghai.
晚上是灯火通明，人潮汹涌。
And because especially when the night falls, you see that all those lights up and the pedestrians and the tourists actually flooding the streets.
现在已经不是。
It is no more, unfortunately, in Hong Kong.
对，这个你看的那个景色。今非昔比啊，完全就是两码子事情。
Yeah, this is no more. And so, if you've been ever visiting Hong Kong nowadays, this has changed completely.
因为差不多有60万到80万的人移民离开了香港。
And it is estimated that group of elite working class or a professional left Hong Kong, the number is estimated from 600,000 to 800,000.
所以这个对香港的众教会产生极大的冲击。
And so their departure has brought a huge impact on the churches in Hong Kong.
那这一群离开的人，差不多都是各地教会的中间分子。
And a lot of them actually, they are the leaders of the churches in Hong Kong.
所以对各个教会都产生很没有想，就是无法想象的一种冲击。
And this is very unprecedented, and people can never ever imagine those kind of thing happen to them and to the churches.
对，所以这件事情需要教会为他们代祷。
And this particular thing that really requires all the church's prayers.
对，让这些基督徒们不会因此而失望，因此而这个信心受到。
And so we are praying for those churches and also particularly the members of the churches that they won't lose their heart but rather stick to the faith and keep it up.
另外一个我没有想到的。
And another thing that I didn't realize or didn't think of
没有想到的是什么
is
习近平上台的时候头五年有一个叫做打贪腐。
And so if you remember that during the first term of the president of China, that is Xi Jinping, one of the main focus is actually the crushdown corruption.
按照他们自己的报告,
because according to their own government report,
他从最高层一直到最低层,
so this is a strike down from the very top to the bottom of the government, of course, into this political system.
差不多有400万的贪官被打倒。
It is estimated that there are about 4 million of officials or the Communist Party officials being stricken down or being dragged down and put in prison. And this is actually a fact or a thing that everybody is aware of. But what we're not aware of is those who've been put in prison, especially for those midterm or the those politicians or officials in the mid level or lower level. Since it's been 10 years. So now they've been released from the prison.
出来以后,
now after the release,
官位没有了, 对吧?
And they are since they're being put in prison, so they're deprived of that position that they used to hold. And they no longer can make money by sitting in that position. Yeah, and you see, they used to take briberies, they used to take monies from people who tried to bribe them, and they used to consider them really high in a position. And they're no longer, they're the group of people that have been ignored by the society.
在这样的一个极度 失望，或者说，走投无路的光景中。
And in circumstances like that, and when this group of people, when they're released after they got out of the prison, when they're desperate, it seems that there's no way to go.
有一批人遇见主了。And
some of them come across the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们信了耶稣。
You see, they believe in Jesus Christ.
对，我跟他们一起吃饭。
And I actually even had a dinner with them, with some of them.
对，听他们自己亲自做见证。
And I've heard their own testimonies from the very, very lips of the mouth.
也是今非昔比啊。
And let me tell you this: this is a new world. This is a different world.
我就跟他们讲了四个字。
So I shared four words with them.
我说感谢主,
Thanks be to God.
你们是因祸得福,
and you are truly benefit from your own trouble.
所以很多的事情是我们没有能够预测预料。
And so there are so many things that we can even dream of in our wildest dreams.
但是神是
But our God is a God of a marvelous deeds.
就是在你认为不可能的时候, 神就做你认为不可能的事, 它变成可能。
And you see, He's able to turn things that is impossible to be possible.
好, 这些我都先说在大家的面前。
And so this is a very short summary of my testimonies and what I came across during my mission trip in mainland China.
趁着你们还清醒的时候先说下来。
And while I'm still wide awake, yeah, I'd like to tell my testimonies and my story.
一个月前我开始讲这个一个新的题目。
So if you still remember, I started this new theme a month ago.
就是因为我们今年教会的主题是讲到神的道与耶稣基督的见证，出自于 这个圣经最后一卷书启示录的第一章。And
you see the theme, the church theme of this year is about the Word of God and also the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And that's from the very last book of the Book of Revelation.
那么我们要来看在启示录里面约翰怎么样来 见证这位耶稣基督。
And so through the very book of the Book of Revelation, we see that how the Apostle John is able to testify of Jesus Christ through his book, that Book of Revelation.
所以四月的时候，我开始讲到这第一个意象。
So, starting from April of this year, I started in a series of this kind of sermons. First, we started with the first vision.
就像这个荧幕上所显示的，第一个意象就是说到一位人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
And so the first vision the apostle John shared with us is the Son of Man walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
好，你如果没有看过的话。请我们打开启示录的第一章。
So if I haven't read that chapter yet, let's start to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
第一章的第十二节。
So let's turn to book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
对，我转过身来要看谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
So this is from a book of Revelation chapter 1, the verse 12 and 13. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪。眼目如同火焰。
And so if we turn to the next verse, it says,
十四节, 对。
Yeah, that is verse 14. Okay, hold on.
十四节。
Verse 14, his head and his hair were white like a white wool, like a snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire.
好，跳到十七节。
Now let's jump to verse 17.
我一看见就扑倒在他面前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说不要惧怕我是首先的我是末后的
So verse 17 When I saw him I fell at his feet like a dead man And he placed his right hand on me Saying Do not be afraid I'm the first and I'm the last
十八节又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了直活到永永远远
And verse 18 And the living one And I was dead And behold I'm alive forevermore And I have the keys of death And of Hades
最后二十节
Lastly verse 20
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘那七星就是七个教会的使者七灯台就是七个教会
And so as for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches and the seven lampstands are the seven churches
好我一个月前开始了这一篇信息
So I started this sermon a month ago that is April the first Sunday of April
我以前曾经跟弟兄姐妹交通过整本的启示录。
And I used to actually host a series of sermons and discussions on this book of Revelation.
那我们中间在教会长的，你就听我讲过这篇道。
Yeah. So if you've been here at this church long enough, you definitely would know of this series of topics and sermons on book of Revelation.
听过的人举手。
So if you have heard of the sermon, you may raise up your hand.
Okay, 差不多一半。
So that's roughly about half of you.
另外有一半是从来没听过。
So another half probably never listened to the series of sermons.
你如果有兴趣，请你上网，我的信息在网上可以找得到。
Yeah, so if you're interested, you can definitely log on our internet, and there is a series of sermon being recorded.
这一次我要讲的角度。有一点跟我上次讲的角度是不一样的。
So I'm kind of taking a new approach while I started this series of sermons on these visions and shared in the book of Revelation.
因为我们教会今年要着重的点是神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
And so you see, this year's church theme is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那我就要从一个特别的角度来看，到底这位耶稣基督从他的意象中，神要表达的、要传递的，借着这个使徒约翰要传递的这位耶稣是怎么样的一位耶稣？
And so by analyzing the visions that is recorded in the book of Revelation, I try to help you or help the church members to understand what indeed and who indeed Jesus Christ is.
那如果你记得我上次讲的时候，我就特别强调在这个地方，在这个意象中，当使徒约翰回头看见那位他六十年没有见的耶稣。
And in this particular vision, I like to raise an awareness that to pay attention to Apostle John when he turned and he saw this very Son of Man who haven't been able to see him for 60 years.
我为什么这样讲？
So why did I say this? Why do I say this?
他上一次见耶稣的是什么时候？
And when was the last time? When was Apostle John's last time facing or seeing Jesus in person?
就是耶稣在橄榄山升天的时候，对不对？
That took place when Jesus was on the Mount Olive and is ready to ascend.
那是在使徒行传第一章。
That was recorded in the chapter in chapter one in the book of Acts.
那是60多年前的故事了。
That took place about 60 plus years ago.
所以他的主升天以后，地上的门徒再也没有见到他。
And after Jesus' ascension, his apostles or disciples never see him in person on this earth.
那现在他在巴摩海岛孤零零的一个老人。
And why Apostle John probably in his late 90s, in his 90s, alone in this island of Patmos?
对。被当时的皇帝窦米田放逐在这个荒岛上面。
Yeah, he was in exile by the Roman Emperor then.
他回头看的时候，这位耶稣跟他当时所见的是完全不一样。
And so when he turned and saw this very Son of Man for the very first time in 60 years, that Son of Man is very different than the one that he used to see.
因为这次见到这位荣耀的耶稣的时候，他的脸怎么样？啊，放光。
And if we read the chapter, read the verses, you know, we know that this Son of Man, his face is shining like the sun in its strength.
这个老弟兄一看就昏倒了。
And so you see, so when that our old brother, Apostle John, turned and saw him, he fell down onto.
我一看见就扑倒在他的脚前，像死了一样。
Yeah, so in verse 17, Apostle John says, I fell onto him like a dead man.
好。那他所看见的这位耶稣，从我们念的这个记录里来看，我们知道现在他能够行走在七个金灯台中间，他在哪里？
And so when we get back to the vision, and when the Son of Man is walking in the seven golden lampstands, so where is he?
他在第三层天，就是天上的真帐幕。
And so, first of all, he's in heaven. And he's on the third tier of heaven. That is the true tabernacle.
对，那他是什么身份？
And when he was walking, when he's walking in the golden stand, who is he?
在旧约里面曾经启示过 tabernacle, 就是这个会幕。
And so you see, there is a lot of a revelation regarding the tabernacle in Old Testament.
那是摩西的时代，对吧？
That is in Moses' time.
那谁有资格能够行走在这个会幕里，这个金灯台的前面？
And who has a right to walk into the tabernacle and walking before the golden lampstand?
大祭司。
The higher priest, the high priest.
这是我们从旧约的时候知道的事情。
And this is something that we know from the Old Testament.
好，现在使徒约翰他看见有耶稣是行走在七个金灯台中间，显然他是在天上的真帐幕，以大祭司的身份在那里侍奉神。
And so obviously, when Apostle John turned and see this Son of Man walking in the seven gold lampstands, he knows that this is the high priest, that Jesus Christ is the high priest who is walking and serving God in the true tabernacle on the third tier of heaven.
这样，你如果懂这一个重点，那我们就要抓住这一个大祭司的身份，是在这里为耶稣所做的见证，他是以 教会的大祭司在那里工作的。
And you see, so that fit in our church theme this year. That is, this is not only the word of God, but also the testimony of Jesus. Now, Jesus is as the high priest in the true tabernacle, serving, attending to God.
好，那我们请翻到希伯来书。
Now, let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们要看的是第我这 slide 好像是第三章第一节，对吧？
Yeah. So, I believe let's turn to a book of Hebrews chapter 3, I believe verse 1.
但是要读这三章第一节，我要往前推两节，就是第二章的十七十八。
So, in order for us to understand the context, let's move forward. Let's move to chapter 2, the very last two verses of chapter 2. That is verse 17 and verse 18.
对，第二章的十七节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So, Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 17, it reads, Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiations for the sins of the people.
这个第十八节，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
And in verse 18 it reads, For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
整个的圣经里头，旧约曾经启示过大祭司。
And you see, there's a prophecies and revelations that has been initiated in the Old Testament.
然后到了新约时代。
And now we're coming into the New Testament times.
你在福音书里面看过有大祭司出现。
And you see, in all four gospel books, there is a high priest coming out.
那个时候你看见的是耶稣受审判的时候，他还没有上十字架，然后被逮捕去审判。谁审判他？大祭司。
And if you remember clearly that Jesus, after he was arrested, he was sent to trials, and he was standing before the high priest.
所以他先被犹太人的这个宗教法庭来审判他。
And so, first of all, he was judged by the high priest that is come up with, I believe, the religious council or the
就是这一个是他们的叫做就犹太人的这一个叫做
assembly
不是就是 council 就是犹太人的
yeah.
犹太人的这个最高的政治宗教的
Okay.
这个机构。
So Jesus Christ had to stand before the trials that is hosted by the council, council members that is actually in the position in the heart of the political and the religious center.
那这个头头就是大祭司。
And so the head of that council is the high priest.
好，那么这是我们在四福音看到的大祭司。
And so you see, this has been recorded in the four gospel books. That's the high priest.
你基本上看到的是什么呢？
So what did you see?
堂堂犹太教的领袖，代表的这个大祭司，却是审判耶稣定他死罪的这一个领袖。
So the high priest, that is the head of the Jewish council, who is the head of the political and religious leadership team, who condemns Jesus Christ and found him convicted.
然后他才被送到罗马的法庭， 受比拉多巡抚的审判。
And later on, he was sent further into trials right before the governor, the Pilate.
那这是政治的法庭。
So that's a political court.
那他就被钉十字架。
And he was crucified later on the cross.
这是当时我们在就四福音书里看见的事实。
And you see, so this is a historical fact that we saw from the four gospel books.
好，那么现在来到了圣经的最后一卷书。
And now we are coming to the very last book of the Bible, that is the book of Revelation.
教会在一个非常大的逼迫的光景里头。
And you see, when this book was written, the whole church around the world is under serious persecution.
那当时的 Caesar 就是 Domitian。
And that Roman emperor was a Domitian, the great emperor of Roman Empire.
他就跟四十年前的Caesar 这个尼禄是一样的，他逼迫基督徒。
And just like 40 years ago, Roman Empire or the emperor Nero, who's also persecuting Christians.
好。如果教会是在逼迫的情形底下，
And so you see, the church has been under persecution of the government.
那基督徒是兴旺还是衰微？
So will the church prosper or they decline?
啊，照人想应该是衰微，因为这个逼迫环境这么大，很多的人要寻道，如果你要坚持你的信仰。
And you see, from the world's perspective, there are so many Christians who've been martyred during the greater persecution. So eventually and naturally, we would think that the churches around the world would decline or even disappear.
但是事实上并不是如此。
But this is not a fact.
他们仍然持守这个主耶稣的见证。
And quite on the contrary, when the Christians still stick to the faith, stick to the faith that had been granted by Lord Jesus Christ, and stick to it.
有没有软弱的人？当然有。
And of course, there are weaknesses.
有没有放弃信仰的？当然也有。
And if there is someone who lost the faith and left the church, yes, indeed.
总有一批人靠着主的恩典，他们坚持。他们知道他们所信的是谁。
But there was always a group of Christians who, although they're weak, yet they've been holding up. They've been holding up by the faith.
好，那么教会在这样大的压力底下，他们自然而然就想找一个压力小的方法。
And of course, under such a severe persecution, Christian churches or Christian, of course, they try to naturally to try to find a way or find a place that is less persecuted.
那在当时的罗马的政权底下，犹太教是被保护的。
And if you're aware of the history that under the Roman Empire's government or under the control, the Jewish, the religion of Judaism, however, is protected.
但是基督教却不是。非法的。
But Christianity or the Christian, Christian faith, however, is forbidden.
所以你知道这样的一个大的格局，人就自然而然就容易怎么样，把他的信仰变成什么？犹太教。
And so naturally, under this kind of a bad context, background, naturally people who used to believe in Christianity would have converted into Judaism.
不是叫 convert, compromise.
Compromise. Of course, they compromise and they turn to Judaism for protection.
把这个神的教会就把它藏在这个犹太教的这个umbrella 底下。
And so somehow they were able to hide this church or Christian church under the umbrella of Judaism.
有点像什么？
So if I have to use analogy, what does it look like?
啊，今天在中国大陆，信耶稣只有一个方法可以合法的信耶稣。
And you know what? Because in mainland China nowadays, there is only one legal way to be a Christian without any persecution.
那是什么呢？你参加的三自的教会。
And unless you actually join a state-owned churches in mainland China.
三字教会, 简单讲就是党领导的教会。
Now basically, so, state-owned is literally led by the Communist Party.
对，那么所以呢， 你如果加入这个党领导的教会呢， 你就可以聚会。
And so you see, if you join that state-owned churches, you can legally attend to the church and join the gathering.
那你常常就会想一想， 我到底要在 家庭教会聚会呢， 还是在三字教会聚会呢， 你就很容易的就说， 啊， 去选。
Yeah, so it's quite natural. I'm not blaming those Christians who join the state-owned churches because it's a choice they have to make. Either going to a underground or house churches or to a state-owned churches, the choice is up to them.
问题在哪里?
But what's the problem here?
当你这样做的时候, 你无形中就同意教会的头是谁?
And so you see, if you made the choice and you joined a state-owned churches, in a way that you're probably even not aware that you kind of compromise your faith by admitting the head of the church is who? I mean, who is the head of the church?
Xi Jinping, 对吧?
Yeah, so you see, when you join the state-owned church in a way that you're probably even not aware, you're basically admitting that the head of a church is not Jesus Christ, but rather is the leader of the Communist Party.
对，所以在教堂里面，你就会发现有两张相片必须挂的。
And so you see, if you ever visit a state-owned churches, you might be able to see that there are two other pictures that is hanging on the wall.
你们猜都可以猜得到。
And you probably have, you pretty much have a good guess out of it, right?
所以这个是很让人挣扎，要做一个很清楚的选择，而且非常不容易。
And you see, what I'm saying here is not blaming them because obviously this is a very hard situation for them to make a choice. Like back in the New Testament times, when the Christians are facing the persecution, they have to make a choice.
所以我把这个比今天我们碰到的这个情形来比方当时约翰所在的时代，他们那个第一世纪的基督徒受到罗马政权逼迫的时候，他们自然而然就希望躲在什么的这个保护伞底下呢？
Yeah. So knowing the choices that today's Christians are making, especially in mainland China, you probably have a better understanding why in Apostle John's time, some of the Christians, they choose to compromise the faith and join the Judaism in order to receive the protection provided by the Judaism.
那你有了这一个理解，当时的教会有一个很大的 引诱就是希望我能够得安全，不要被这个皇帝来逼迫，那我就躲在这个犹太教的这一个保护伞底下。Yeah,
so obviously the biggest temptation in Apostle John's time is safety. So in order to obtain that kind of a safety, some of the Christians compromise the faith and hide under the umbrella or the protection of Judaism.
你懂这个道理的时候，你就会发现。 现在这个老约翰，因为他要坚持耶稣基督的见证，他不能够承认教会的元首是谁？啊？皇帝。当时不是皇帝，那个时候犹太教，犹太教的头是谁啊？
The priest, high priest.
大祭司嘛，当时的大祭司嘛，对不对？
Yeah. So bearing this mind, this historical background, knowing what happened to the Christians, you probably would understand when Apostle John, he refused to compromise his faith and been exiled in the island of Patmos, you will understand why some of them actually joined the Judaism to receive the protection.
所以他就因着这个缘故，而且他也不会，基督徒也不会去崇拜 Caesar。 虽然罗马的皇帝要求全国的人民来拜他。
And of course, if you join the Judaism, that means you're admitting the head of the Judaism is the high priest of the council. And of course, during the Roman Empire time, the emperor or the king of the Roman Empire ordered all the nationwide worship unto him.
所以就在这样的一个压力底下，现在神给他看见这个第一个意象，要强调的是什么？有一个人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
And now, under such a kind of a persecution and this kind of a big background, you understand when Apostle John turned and saw this very Son of Man walking in the midst of seven gold lampstands.
那耶稣的身份是什么？
And of obviously his identity of Jesus Christ being revealed to Apostle John. He is indeed the high priest in the true tabernacle attending to God.
所以我刚刚请你们读第二章的这个十七节、十八节的时候，是第一次出现这个慈悲忠信的大祭司这个词。
And so, yeah, if we get back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 17 especially, this is the first time that's merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God has appeared for the very first time.
他在这边强调，这位耶稣是神设立的真的大祭司。
And in verse 17, it says clearly that he has become, or Jesus Christ has become, or has been appointed as the merciful and the faithful high priest.
好，我们看第三章的第一节。
Now let's get back to Book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
So, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
好，在这个地方，第二次出现大祭司这个词汇。
And this is the second time that particular word, high priest, is mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
好，当这个希伯来书的作者要介绍这位大祭司的时候，他第三章第一节，他就说，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
So when this author of the book of Hebrew tried to introduce Jesus Christ to his fellow Christians, he introduced Jesus Christ. He addressed to those as holy brethren and partakers of heavenly calling.
在这里有一个呼召。
And so you see, here's a calling.
这是圣经中唯一的一次讲到这个呼召，叫做天召。
And this is the first time and only time that has been as mentioned as a heavenly calling, not any other calling, but heavenly calling.
这个天召决定了一切。
That heavenly calling determines everything else.
在老的犹太教的系统里头。
Because in the old-fashioned Judaism system.
犹太人本来是在埃及做奴隶的。
And we know that if we read the Old Testament, the Israelites used to be the slaves working in Egypt.
有一天神打发摩西去对法老说。
And one day God sent forth Moses to approach Pharaoh.
容我的百姓去。好侍奉我，有没有？
Now allow my servants, allow my people out of Egypt to serve me or attend to me.
这是写在出埃及记里头。
And that was recorded in Book of Exodus.
你就可以看到神打发摩西呼召这一大群的两百万的做奴隶的以色列人出埃及。
And so you see, this is a calling as well. God sent forth Moses to call upon his people to be out of Egypt to attend to him.
他们后来出来了，经过十个大灾。
And of course, after 10 plagues, finally Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to be out of Egypt.
他们到了西乃山。
And they finally settled in Mount Sinai.
神借着摩西颁布了十诫。
And through Moses, God sent forth the Ten Commandments.
两百万人都在神面前做了一个 promise.
And the 2 million plus Israelites bowed down and make a promise or make a vow to him.
说什么？
And what did they say?
凡耶和华所吩咐的。
And whatever the Lord Almighty has asked of me,
我们都要遵行。
We shall abide by.
那个聚会非常热烈，对吧？
And that was one grand gathering. Think about it. 2 million plus gathering.
向上帝表态。
And so the 2+ million Israelites get together and they make a vow or they promise to God.
好，听起来很好。
It sounds fabulous.
但是神要考一考。
But indeed, God is going to test them.
怎么考的呢？就把摩西叫到山上去了。
And so, it's simply by calling Moses or bringing Moses up to the Mount of Sinai.
一去不知道多少天，山下的老百姓。等啊等啊，摩西不见了。
And so you see, when Moses was called by God into the Mount of Sinai, the rest of Israel has been waiting, and there's no sign of him turning back.
当他们等了摩西一段日子不下山的时候，他们就急了，就来找摩西的哥哥亚伦。
So the Israel people waited and waited. There's still no sign of a turning of Moses. So the people were worried. So they go ahead. They go ahead and talk to Aaron, that Moses' brother.
亚伦做什么建议
？And so what did Aaron do?
奉献。
Offerings, of course, offerings.
金耳环、金戒指，通通奉献。
So he asked all the Israelites to bring him all the gold, like the gold rings, the gold earrings, to bring all to Aaron.
丢在火里一烧，铸出一个大金牛，对吧
？And so they cast everything that is gold into fire, and eventually they use this gold to cast into a gold calf.
那么他们叫这个牛叫什么名字？啊，这就是领我们出埃及的耶和华。
的什么？
耶和华。
哦，耶和华。Okay, and they call this gold calf as this is a very God Almighty who brought us out of Egypt.
Not God Almighty, Jehovah. God Jehovah,
who brought us out of Egypt.
哎，名字有没有错？
So is there something wrong with the name? No, the name is all right.
可是这件事情，老百姓有没有觉得不对啊？
And so the Israelite people feel like there's something off. There's something wrong about it.
他们又献祭，坐下吃喝。起来玩耍。
And on the contrary, they made an offering before the gold calf, and they sat down and drink and eat, and rose up and have fun.
没有一个人觉得不对。
Not a single one of them feel there is something off. There is something wrong.
只有一位觉得不对。
Just only one, except one. Who is he?
就是耶和华神，对吧？
That is Jehovah the God, or God Jehovah.
因为这件事情是违背了十条诫命的头两诫，对吧
？Because this kind of incident directly against the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments.
我给这个现象叫做真神偶像化。
So I call this. I would give this kind of incident a term that is an idolized true God or idolized deity. Idolized deity.
对。把真的神变成一个偶像。
So they basically turn into this true and the living God into an idol to worship.
这是另外一篇讲到，我只是提一提就为止。
And of course, that'll be another sermon regarding this topic.
从那一天起，一直到以色列人亡国，整个这一个犹太教。就一直在这个金牛的阴影底下过来的。
So ever since then to the very end of the, I believe the Israel kingdom, the whole Israelite generation after generation were under the shadow of this gold calf.
对，我们就知道这个整个的旧约是一个大的失败。
And we know that the Old Testament has proved to be a big failure of Israel people.
这个，他们把神的启示完全变质了。
So somehow they twisted this true revelation of a God into something else.
对，所以神在打发他的儿子来到地上，重新开始。
And so for this very particular reason, God has sent forth his begotten son, that is Jesus Christ, in the New Testament to start all over.
这一个耶稣基督是神的一个新的开始。
And so you see, so Jesus Christ is a new start of a new thing.
好，如果你懂这件事，那你现在来看希伯来书的第三章的第一句话。
So now, if bearing this in mind, while reading the book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1,
神他的儿子已经来了，救赎已经完成了。
And so you see, the Son of God has come, and the redemption has been accomplished.
那现在神就说有一个天召。
And now here, therefore, it says that there is a partakers of a heavenly calling.
旧约的那个招， 叫他们从埃及离开的那个呼召是失败的。
So compared to their calling that is calling Israelites out of Egypt, that is a failure, of course.
现在神重新来起。
And now God start all over again by calling them, those partakers of a heavenly calling.
有一个天召。
There is a heavenly calling.
这一群能够被耶稣基督拯救的这一群人是来到这位大祭司面前。
And those holy brethren, those who've been called by this heavenly calling, coming before the high priest, that is Jesus Christ.
对，这个圣灵在这边提醒我们，你们要思想。
And the Holy Spirit is reminding us, my holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus.
旧约的时候，以色列人没有想懂到处神为什么把他们从埃及救出来。
And you see, in Old Testament, this is such a big failure that Israelites, generation by generation, they never understand why God called them out of Egypt.
现在神从头来起。
But now, in the New Testament times, God had to start all over again.
从谁开始呢？从耶稣基督开始。
Starting with Jesus Christ as our high priest.
你们应当思想我们认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
And to consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
如果你们没有懂大神在耶稣身上要给我们的呼召是什么，我们会犯以前犹太人犯的错误，会重蹈覆辙。
Yeah, so because you see, if you don't understand and don't recognize Jesus Christ as our apostle and high priest of our confession, we would repeat the same mistake the Israelites did in the Old Testament over and over.
下一节圣经第六节。
So now let's move down to verse 6.
但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家。
And so, but Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
在这里，这个书的作者要求我们不但相信神的儿子，而且要坚持到底。
And so in verse 6, the author of the book of Hebrews encourages that not only that we have this faith, knowing that he is the son of over his house, but also we hold our faith to the very end.
以色列人的失败不是他们没有出埃及。
And so you see, the failure that the Israelites committed is not that they were not out of Egypt. They were out of Egypt.
他们都出来了。
You see, they were all brought out of Egypt.
他们都过红海了。
And they all crossed the Red River.
都亲身经历神的大能的手。
And they all indeed had experienced the mighty hand of God, of Lord God.
是失败的。
But in the end, they failed, and they failed big.
为什么？他们败在倒闭在旷野。
Because they scatter and they die in the wilderness because of disobedience.
真正从埃及出来能够走完那条路进入迦南的总共两个人。
And there are only two remnant, or there are only two brothers who were able to finish this whole journey, not only being out of Egypt, cross the wilderness, but rather enter into the promised land. There are only two brothers left.
这就告诉我们这件事情，这个不但希伯来书提醒我们小心小心小心，在哥林多前书里面也做同样的警告，小心，不要重蹈覆辙。
So obviously, the apostle of Jesus Christ in the New Testament times is reminding us to realize the big failure that the Israelites had committed. So they reminded us not only in this book of Hebrews, but also in the first book of Corinthians. They reminded us over and over: be careful, watch out what you wish for.
对，所以在这两节圣经里头，我把两个字留给大家。
So now I'm leaving two words to you.
英文是一个字。
And actually, in English, that remains one.
那个字叫做你这个思想，就是在第一节的，你们应当思想这个思想，英文是 consider.
Yeah, so consider or consideration, consider.
Consider 这个字。 这个字在新约里面有十四次。
So in that particular word, consider, has been mentioned or being used 14 times in the New Testament.
里面两次。
And it's been mentioned twice in this book of Hebrews.
Yeah, 你去查字典，这个 consider 这个字，它要强调的点就是注意看，不要怎么讲。马马虎虎就什么瞄一眼就过去了，千万不要做这件事。
Okay, so if you look up into the dictionary, that particular word to consider, it pays a lot of attention to exam carefully, not just look around.
对 ，consider 就是说你要好好的想神在耶稣身上。要启示给我们什么？你要想了又想，想了又想。
And so consider is to think carefully and over and over.
因为你不想的话，你就 miss the point.
Because if you don't think carefully and you don't examine carefully, you're probably going to miss the point.
今天我们的信仰很多的时候就是马而忽之就过去了。
And so in many times, it's a tragedy that we don't take our faith seriously. We just kind of look around and think about it, and it just went through. This is a big tragedy for all the Christians.
And
it's easy to make such a kind of a mistake. We just look around, we listen a bit, and we read a little, and then we move on.
一个很简单的证明。
And I can prove you with a very simple fact.
上个礼拜讲员讲什么？
And do you still remember what is the testimony or what is the sermon last week, last Sunday?
没有几个人还记得。
And I can guarantee you, probably just only very few of us still remember what is that sermon, what is the topic.
对，这就证明一件事情，我们对神的事情常常马马虎虎就过去了。
And that proves one thing, that oftentimes we take God's things just simply lightly. We don't take Him seriously.
今天我要把这一个点摆在弟兄姊妹的面前，提到这位大祭司，希伯来书的作者说 ，consider him， 好好的思考。好好的观察，好好的认识他要讲什么。
And I'd like to encourage once again. I cannot emphasize enough, but I'd like to encourage all of us. Let us consider Jesus. Let us take our faith seriously.
好，主要许可，我们以后还会继续围绕在这个点上。
Yeah, so if God's willing, we'd like to continue to pay attention. We'd like to continue to focus on this particular topic. Consider Jesus as apostle and a high priest of our confession.
保罗说什么？
So what did Apostle Paul say?
保罗说，我不认为我已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求。
Yeah, so Apostle Paul used to say that I do not consider myself to have hold of it, but rather I press on and continue to seek it.
对，我以认识他为至宝。
I take the treasure as of knowing him.
也就是说，这位我们所信仰的耶稣，他不是你想象的那么简单。
So you see, Jesus is not just a person that you just meet by a coincidence or accidentally. It's nothing of a big importance.
你正说你认识的时候，他还有更深的一层你还没有认识。
And you see, when you're thinking like I've known Jesus enough, no, there's even deeper. You need to go deeper and delve deeper down to know him more.
我保证。你不管信主多少年
，And let me get, I will guarantee you this. Regardless how long you've known Jesus Christ or you've been a Christian,
你所认识的耶稣还只是什么表面而已。
That particular Jesus that you claim that you know are still quite superficial.
关于主耶稣是谁，你还从来没有想过，从来没有摸过。
And still, there are a lot of things about Jesus Christ. There are still a lot more spiritual experiences that you haven't experienced yet.
所以，主若许可，我们往下要继续像剥洋葱一样的一层一层越挖 越深，求主帮助我们。
And if God's willing, we'd like to delve into more deep into this topic to consider Jesus as our apostle and high priest of our confession. It's like peeling off the onion, the one that you get rid of, and now we're getting deeper to get to the very core of the onion.
好，我们祷告。
So let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus Christ,
我们感谢赞美你。
How much we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你贵为神的儿子。
And as the begotten Son of God,
你却谦卑你自己来到这个黑暗的世界。
Yet you humble yourself to such a point that you came down onto this earth in the form of man.
来寻找我们这些用尘土造的人。
To seek us who are made out of dust.
你向我们宣布你爱我们。
You proclaim to us that you love us.
当我们失落犯罪的时候，你愿意付最高的代价来买我们。
Even when we were still in sins and we had committed our transgressions, you bought us. You brought us out of sin and paid the highest price.
你今天呼召我们。
And now you're heavenly calling.
而且你这个呼召是以天。的层次来呼召。
And now you're calling us on as a heavenly calling.
我们是属地的，我们是根本就用尘土造的。
And we were used to belong to the earth, and we were made out of a dust.
跟天一点关系也没有。
We used to have nothing to do with heaven, not to mention a heavenly calling.
但是你今天要把我们从地带到天。
And yet you are going to bring us out of earth to your heaven.
从死亡罪恶带出来，进入天的荣耀，天的美丽。
And you have brought us out of this this death and transgression of a sin of this earth, and brought us into this beauty and the glory of heaven.
愿你用天的这个天国的福音来吸引我们的心。
And we pray that may you continue to attract us with the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
让我们快跑跟随你。
So that we would follow your feet.
听我们的祷告。
And Lord, hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.